The Cap and J-Hood podcast is sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Check out the ESPN Chicago Games, sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka at ESPNChicagoGames.com. Watch us compete against each other, share memories and laughs, all for charity. Tito's Handmade Vodka celebrates 25 years. Cheers to you, Chicago!
That's why I see him in the shot. No shot. With Cap and J-Hood on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app.
That's why I see him in the shot.
Good morning and welcome in to the Cap and J-Hood Morning Show. Here on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. With David Kaplan, Jonathan Hood with you. We have got Randy over there. We've got JC over there. You know why? We're all together to give you shot or no shot. And it's brought to you by
Points Bet Sportsbook. You want to have some fun, put the same game parlay together, and then when the game starts, you can do the same game live in-game parlays. You can do the lightning bets. What's going to happen on the next drive, this quarter? How many points? Who's going to score? You can get all that fun at Points Bet Sportsbook. Download the updated app. And if you want to play the ponies like I do, good morning there, sweetie. Secretariat, use the Club Hawthorne mobile wagering app. I miss him. We say good morning to Randall Merkinator.
Morning, boys. Did you just call him sweetie?
I did.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure I heard that right.
My favorite athlete of all time.
Horrible. Sweetie.
Sweetie. Okay.
You so just understand, Randy, for context. He's calling Secretariat what he calls his wife, sweetie.
I call
or
her
hun.
I call her babe.
Or hun. Because you can't get honey out at this age. Hun. Jesus Christ. Just say honey.
Boys, how we doing? Everyone's good?
We're all good, Randy.
Rock and roll.
All right,
fantastic. Here we go.
Thank you, hun.
Thanks, Bears,
sweetie.
The Bears currently sit at 3-7, last place in the NFC North. Though the defense has been a train wreck, Justin Fields has emerged as a star in the NFL. Shot or no shot, the Bears brass should consider this season already a success.
Well, I don't do that here in Chicago. We don't do participation trophies, so that's a no shot. Not in this city.
Say it one more time.
You heard what he said.
I want to hear it again.
Okay, Bears at 3-7. The defense is a mess, but Justin Field is emerging as a star. Shot or no shot, the Bears brass, because of that, should consider this season a success.
100% shot.
No shot.
At the end of this year, anyone that thought, other than people in England, that thought they were going to believe they were going to win 10, 11 ball games because the evil Matt Nagy was out of here, was delusional. They were thinking as a fan, not using their football brains, which they have. At the end of the year, if this kid's still upright and healthy, and we know that's our guy, stop yourself. You got two good pieces in your defensive backfield. You might have found your tight end. You got one decent receiver. His name is Darnell Mooney. You got Tevin Jenkins. And you got a freaking quarterback. Success? Yeah, I'm the guy that said if you don't get a ring, you failed.
Right.
Well, there was no scenario where they were winning even seven games this year. Well, that's not going to happen.
It's a no shot, and here's why. We don't know if a successful season unless you get a draft pick that can pay dividends for you right away. You see, this whole thing about trying to tank is kind of tricky, Randy, because if you say we have a successful season, well, how do you measure that? Your one-loss record is going to be lopsided. You weren't going to win a lot of games anyway, so that's not success. You are trying to get into the top five of the draft. If you do get in the top five of the draft, who are you drafting? And then on top of that, if that draft pick does not pay dividends for you, if that guy sucks, then this was a loss. That's the whole point of it, right? So no, it's not a successful season, and we can't measure it until we find out who that draft pick will be in the top five, top 10, wherever the Bears are going to be. So that's a no shot.
Okay.
No participation trophies in Chicago. Sorry. You have your quarterback established. Great. Now what? Now what? Again, the jury's still out on all of these guys until we see what they look like with talent around them. Randy.
Thank you, Hoodie. All right, yesterday.
I heard your thought. I mean, I gave you my thought. You stop. Now keep your beak out of it. Move on. Next topic.
Your Honor, right to re-examine the witness.
Denied. Sit down, Mr. Kaplan. We'll continue.
Exception.
Again, overruled.
Noted.
Randy. Yes, noted, but overruled. Sit down, Mr. Kaplan. Or you'll be in contempt.
BS court.
Yes. Whoa! What'd you say? Mr. Kaplan, you have anything to say? please step up. Please come over here.
Yeah.
Have anything to say?
Yeah. I think you're full of you-know-what, Your Honor. I think you're biased. Okay. I think you have an opinion that you will be unwilling to listen to facts and change.
Let's meet these chambers.
You know what? No chambers. No chambers. You're in contempt of court. Bailiff, arrest that man. Oh, God! I was just giving my thoughts!
Yes.
Mindy!
I still tweet.
And we got a Thursday night game. Get my parlay in.
Mindy! I don't have my phone. I'm dying in here. You just got there 20 minutes ago.
It's tough stuff. Randy.
All right, boys. Justin Fields made this comment yesterday at his press conference.
Yeah, just making sure I'm getting, you know, as much treatment as I can during the week, doing whatever I can, you know, maybe tapering back. You know, I usually do extra conditioning, like the quarterbacks will run a gas or two during practice, so I probably won't do that today, just to, you know, save my legs for the game this upcoming Sunday and just treatment, really.
All right, boys, shot or no shot, the season, what's being expected of Justin Fields is taking a toll on his body and the Bears should be concerned.
That's a shot. That's a shot. He's running around. You've been talking about, and we've all talked about this offensive line. If the running lanes are closed like they were late in that Detroit Lions game, he's going to get crushed. I told you, I'm sitting in a bar in Austin, right, for the Cowboys game. And that's two-point conversion play where he gets crushed. Everybody did the Cobra. Hands over the head like, oh, the audible gasp. Like, is he going to get up? Is he okay? He's taken a beating already this season, Cap. I'm still concerned when I see him out there. Anytime he gets a hit, I wince. Every time. I'm concerned about him.
Yeah, that's a no shot. This kid does not have a weak constitution like so many in our society today.
You know about his stool? How do you know what kind of chunks he's got?
I'm a reporter.
You put your mic in the bowl? Is that how you know, Cap?
I am not concerned at all. I like that he is in touch with his body, that he is able to say, I'm not going to do a couple extra gassers. I'm going to save my legs for the weekend for Sunday's game. And as long as this kid does not have a debilitating injury, God forbid, knee, shoulder, elbow, something like that, part of the deal being an NFL football player. Look at Waddle and Yurko.
What about them?
Their bodies are banged up, man.
They're
and they've
fine.
Talked about it.
They're fine.
Football's a rough game. It's not for the weak. Justin's 23. He will be fine. So, no, it's a no shot. And you're better than that. Randy.
All right. Many pundits were counting out Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers a few weeks ago. Both QBs coming off big wins last week, putting their teams back in playoff contention. Shot or no shot, the Bucs and the Packers will both be in the postseason.
The Bucs and the Packers.
I got to pull up the standings.
Well, you know that the Packers have some way to go to get to the postseason, to get in a wild card.
Well, they're going to probably get a win over us, as crappy as our defense is.
Mm-hmm.
They're 4-6. They're not that far removed, right?
I mean, no, is this the time for them to rally now all of a sudden they turn it around after that win last week?
So let's see, the Pack, obviously they're not winning the division, 4-6. Tampa Bay is in first. Yeah, there's a shot they're both in the playoffs.
How about the schedule, though? For the Packer schedule, what stands out? About
Packer schedule.
What do you think?
Let me get that for you, buddy.
Well, they've already played the Bills, right? They got destroyed by the Bills in Buffalo, so that was a bad loss, but that's out of the way.
Are you on NFL.com?
They've got the Bears.
Packers.com.
Oh, that doesn't tell you anything.
They've got Minnesota
okay,
at home.
So they got Tennessee at home. They got the Eagles at home.
Tough.
They got the Bears here. Then they get the bye. Then they get the Rams at home. They're
win.
At the Dolphins.
Tough.
Home with the Vikings.
Tough.
Home with the Lion.
That's a tough. That's not easy, Cap.
The Viking, unless they're playing for the bye, which they very well could be. They're tied for number one spot in the NFC now because the Eagles lost.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
Tennessee's tough.
You should beat Detroit. You might be able to beat Minnesota at home.
How about the tough games, Cap?
At the Dolphins, going to be really tough. Mm-hmm. The Rams at your place, going to be cold. I will be willing to tell you they're going to win that game.
The Bears will beat the Rams, I believe, yes.
Not the Bears, the Packers.
I'm sorry, the Packers will beat the Rams.
I think they're going to beat the Bears here. I hope they don't.
Yep.
they're going to lose to the Eagles, and I think they beat the Titans tonight. They got a shot.
So squeak in?
Squeak in at like 9-8.
That's fair. Extra game, extra wild card. Randy, I think that is a shot.
Okay. All right, boys. Former Cub Anthony Rizzo just signed a new deal with the Yankees, a two-year deal. He'll be 35 when he is done with the deal with the Yankees. Shot or no shot, Anthony Rizzo will still finish his career with the Chicago Cubs.
That's a no shot. They ripped that Band-Aid off. The scab came off. The whole deal. You wouldn't believe how many people on Twitter were like, hey, he's a free agent. He opted out. Are we going to go back after? They never made a call. Mark that down. They never called. There was less than zero interest in a reunion. Not that they don't think he's a very talented player. They moved on. They were never bringing him back here. It will never happen.
It's too bad. Because I would, Randy, if you asked this question, say 10 years ago, 15 years ago, I still like the idea of an old head in the room. Because with Universal DH, nothing wrong with, you know, Rizzo's a good contact hitter, even at age 35, 36. They just don't have that anymore. The old guy now is like 29, 28, 30 on a good team, right? Mm-hmm. I believe in the veteran being in the dugout. I do. But I don't know, Cap. I guess if there is there a disconnect between Rizzo and the Cubs personally?
No. It was time. They were tearing it apart and they went, that's it.
I say it's a shot. It's not the NFL where you get signed that 1-day contract
right. And
finish up like with the team that you started with.
Right. They're never bringing him back.
Let me give you a quick follow up, shot or no shot. Any chance Baez, Bryant, Schwarber will finish a Cub?
Baez, Bryant, Schwarber.
That's a no shot for all three.
Yeah, that's a no shot. None of those guys are ever coming back here.
But not Rizzo, huh? Not just a one-off one last year?
No shot.
Man, the old pinch hitter. Remember that? Yeah, Randy, bring in Rich Hebner. Just bring in an old guy in the locker room.
They call him the grave digger?
Yeah.
Because he dug graves in the offseason to make money.
It's in the back of the baseball card.
Yeah.
About Richie Hebner.
Richie Hebner.
Yeah, I still think there's value to that.
Like number 18.
That's right, number 18.
There you go.
Good third baseman. Play a little first for you if you need
to. Left-hand hitter.
Yeah. I like the old guy, but I guess that's not the case anymore.
Not going to happen, Randy.
You try to get as many players that can play and can help you. Versatility in the lineup now these days, right?
That's it.
Versatility.
One more?
You want to do one more or should we break
Let's
on
go.
Time here?
Let's go.
All right. Well, this is 244 wins, 3 Cy Youngs, 2 World Series rings, and 3 no-hitters. Some of the accomplishments for Justin Verlander, who just won his third Cy Young yesterday. Shot or no shot, Justin Verlander over the last 20 years is the best pitcher in baseball.
Over the last 20 years.
I'm including you got Clayton Kershaw, you got Max Scherzer.
So we're not counting Greg Maddux because he had the bulk of his Cy Youngs, in fact, all of them, I think, in the 90s. That's a shot. Randy Johnson's in that discussion. Kurt Schilling is in that discussion.
Schilling never won a Cy Young.
Okay, so that knocks him out. Scherzer, you said.
Clayton Kershaw.
I was thinking about Kershaw, but in big moments, he failed, but he is a World Series champion. He's gotten better. I think, would you say, Randy, that the last few years that Kershaw has changed the narrative?
I would think so. I would think in the latter part of his career he has. But, I mean, Justin Verlander is 11 years in between Cy Youngs, and you could argue last year was his most dominant year as a starting pitcher.
I'd probably go JV.
Okay. I would say shot then. I was thinking about... Yeah, I think that's right. When I think about all the pitchers, Cap, I'm going to go Verlander. And we'll probably pitch another couple of years.
He wants a 3-year deal for $140 million. So do I.
I've heard about this. All right, coming up next, we will tell you about the Bulls. You watch the Bulls? You hear about the Bulls? Oh, Cap and I watched it. Their loss against the Pelicans. We will address that and also hear from Billy Donovan, the head coach for the Bulls. That's coming up next on Cap and Jay Hood.
David Kaplan.
Jonathan Hood.
This is Cap and Jay Hood. Follow on Twitter at Cap Jay Hood.
On ESPN 1000.
And the ESPN Chicago app.
7 to 10 here on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. I'd like to remind you that Cap and I are together until 10. Then it'll be Bleck and Abdallah in for Greeny from 10 to noon. Meller will be in for Carm, so it'll be Carmen and Yurko with Meller. Waddle and Sylvie from 2 to 6. Tyler Aki and his solo show from 6 to 8 in for Bleck and Abdallah. And then it's Freddie and Fitzsimmons, 8 to midnight, right here on Chicago's Home for Sports, ESPN 1000. Cap and I watched the Bulls against the Pelicans. Did you watch that game? 124 to 110, the final. As we talked about this yesterday, Cap, I said, yeah, I don't think the Bulls are going to beat the Pelicans because of how long and athletic that team is. Mm-hmm. Ingram, Valanciunas, McCollum. Jones is a really good defensive player for the Pelicans. But just from the rip, from the beginning, Cap, I watched it. I said, the Bulls won't be able to outscore this Pelicans team. Now, neither team is desirous to guard, but I'm just looking at it from the Bulls' standpoint. Cap, 110 points should be enough for you to be able to win if you have any semblance of defense. Their transition defense is a joke, the Bulls. This whole idea that you are just allow that many threes, guys are just pulling up and just knocking down threes with nobody in the area.
I could not
believe
the number of shots they were hitting. Now, again, that speaks to the Bulls' lack of defense. But if you look at the Pelicans from three, their ability to space the floor, move the basketball, there was no energy with the Bulls. There was no life to it. And please, someone explain to me what Io is doing on the court. I like him as a talent. You're a point guard. There's an article in the Tribune yesterday about I got to be more of a spark plug running the offense. He had one assist. One!
Yeah.
Where is sharing the basketball? And then I'm looking. Valanciunas, 2 for 3 from beyond the arc. He, plus minus, he's a plus 11. He gets 22. He gets 7 rebounds. Ingram didn't shoot the ball well. He did not, but he still gave you 16 points. Murphy, 5 of 6 from beyond the arc.
Yeah.
Ball reversal, wide open, bang. C.J. McCollum, 8 of 16 for 23 points. And these guys are playing heavy minutes. McCollum played over 37 minutes. Herb Jones gave him 10 points, 13 for Alvarado. I mean, I'm looking at the numbers and looking at their 17 of 33, 52% from beyond the arc. And then you go back to what the Bulls did. Like, if you look at New Orleans' number of assists, they had 30 assists
and the Bulls
on
had,
43 baskets.
And the Bulls had 25. That means it's my turn offense. That's what that was.
The Bulls had
25.
25 on 44 made field goals.
See, and we're going to hear from Billy Donovan in a second. So this is going to be the hallmark of Bulls basketball, apparently, Cap, what I'm about to say. The Bulls, apparently, and again, it's a team that's going to get on a run at some point. They're going to get hot. They're just off to a slow start. Look at the roster for the Bulls. Just look at it. They have to do everything with max effort to be able to win ball games. The only way they can win ball games is to try to outshoot the team. That means that Levine's got to go for 40. That means DeRozan's got to go for 40. If that's what you need to win every night, you're not a good basketball team. You're just not. You don't guard. You don't protect the three. You don't protect the basket. And so what are you good at? You're good at scoring to an extent, but this is a max effort basketball team. They have to be able to get hot at the right time, Cap, for them to be able to score. That means DeRozan or Levine has to do that. Now, when it comes to Vooch, I got some for him as well. Vucevic was 14-10. You know, I saw Will Perdue open the box score, 14-10. He said, you know what? That's not good enough. And it's not. Not against that team. Again, the Pelicans don't guard either.
They don't.
But they have a lot of scoring, Cap.
And you did not have Zion in the lineup. He was in street clothes. He was doing his Anthony Davis impersonation. Well, it's a back-to-back. I'm not going to play. I'm going to take care of my feet and my knees. Okay, that's fine. Whatever. They didn't need him.
Second night of a back-to-back for the Pelicans.
Correct.
Second night of a back-to-back.
Emotionally taxing game on Tuesday night against Ja Morant and the Grizzlies. That's their arch rival. Second game of a back-to-back. They have more energy than you. They start the second half. The first three shots, bang, 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 all from three.
Yep.
And it went from a 5-point game to a 14-point game. Thanks for coming. Have a good trip home to Chicago because you guys look awful.
We talk about young players with Fields a lot on the show. Another young player we got to keep our eyes on is Patrick Williams. Again, young man, if you're not going to score, I need double-digit rebounds, especially on the offensive glass.
Yeah, and he got hurt. He tweaked his ankle late in the game. He had, what, 4 rebounds?
Yeah, 5 points.
It's not good enough. It's not good enough. But you know who I hold? Again, Patrick's an adult. He's got to be better. Io is an adult. He's got to be better. You got to pass the basketball better. You got to get that role of a facilitator, at least until Lonzo Ball gets back here in January, hopefully. This falls at the feet of Arturis Karnišovas and Mark Eversley. What did you do to improve your team? Please enlighten me.
And don't get to the deadline and say, well, we couldn't make a deal because we're hamstrung by LaVine or we don't have any assets. You got to get your guys hot so that way if there's someone off the bench you want to trade, you could do that to try to get an asset that can help you for the stretch run.
Who did they bring in? Andre Drummond? Okay. He's a bench guy. He's okay. You had Tristan Thompson. This guy's an upgrade there. What else did you do? Dalen Terry? He doesn't see the floor. He was playing in the G League the other day.
He played in the G League during the daytime for the Winning City Bulls and then played against Denver the same night. He played twice
Correct.
On Sunday.
Okay. What else did you do to fix your team that gentlemen swept out of the playoffs only because Chris Middleton got hurt? What did you do to address the lack of shooting that I have screamed about for months, mm-hmm. as have you, as has Carm, as has Sylvie, as has every fan that watches every game? They need to be held to a higher standard. We demanded change from Garn Packs. We got it. What are these guys doing that's any better than Garn Packs? Garn Packs had their pop-up decent seasons.
Yeah.
With Tibbs. What are these guys doing? So you're a competent, decent team that's good enough for everybody? How do you not hold them accountable that they brought absolutely no perimeter shooting in on a team that sucks from the perimeter? That's on AK. That's on him. That's not on Billy. That's not on the players. He can only coach the roster they give him, and they can only do what their skill set allows. You knew you needed shooting, and you did nothing to bring any of it in. That's on you.
I appreciate Karnišovas and Eversley getting us out of the Garn Packs era in which you're always looking at the lottery. But now that you take it to another step, you got to keep moving. You just don't stand still. That's my whole point with the Bulls. You just don't stand still. Yes, you are not going to be a lottery team this year, but will you make the playoffs? And if you don't make the playoffs, then what did you not do? You did not bring in the scoring. You did not bring in shooting. And it's not just all on Zach LaVine. I know he secured the bag, but it's more than that, though. You've got to realize in this league that it's more than just saying we have identified LaVine and DeRozan and Vooch as our guys. Okay, then what? You just don't stand still. It's a very talented Eastern Conference. And those as 8 or 9 teams that will pass up the Bulls, and they'll still be looking like they did last night. Just average or below average, especially from scoring the basketball.
Correct.
Thoughts from Billy Donovan.
We did a pretty good job contesting, but there was probably 6 of them that we did not, that were way too uncontested. And you know, I thought the difference in the game was I thought the first half we turned it over way too much, but it was still only a 5-point game. And then and that was even with their shooting, they shot it really well for the whole game. And obviously in the first half they shot it extremely well. You know, I thought our turnovers, also we had 10 turnovers, so the 10 turnovers, their 3-point shooting was a 5-point game. And I think the way we started the third quarter to me was the disappointing part, because immediately after the first few possessions, it went from 5 to like 12. And then from that point, we were fighting, you know, an uphill battle trying to get it within single digits, which we were never able to do. So, you know, I thought, you know, obviously they shot it well, but I also thought coming out of the third quarter was where they really got separation.
4-time NBA champion Will Perdue, analyst at NBC Sports Chicago, talking about something's very fishy about the Bulls.
As you just pointed out, who is the agitator? The aggravator,
the disruptor
on this team, You know, we hear all the stories about how nice these guys are and how much they get along. That's great. I love that fact. But who's the guy in the locker room right now that is in guys' faces reminding them that this is not good enough? This is not acceptable. I understand it's early, but we're already settling into a trend that we dealt with last year, and this year was supposed to be different.
Thoughts there from Will Perdue. This, and just a bow on this, Cap, this is a segment we call Sylvie Was Right. It's not sponsored, but it's a segment we call Sylvie Was Right. You ready?
Let's do it.
From TheRinger.com, they have four or five things they look at that they've seen in the season so far. One of the questions is, will the Chicago Bulls find an answer at center? The Bulls have the sixth-ranked defense, but their starting unit has been shredded when Nikola Vucevic is on the floor. They're allowing 111.9 points per 100 possessions, about the equivalent of the NBA's 18th worst defensive rating. While Vooch isn't entirely to blame, Lonzo Ball is still sidelined with his knee issue, and both the Bulls' best players, DeMar DeRozan and Zach LaVine, aren't stoppers. He has not elevated his play on defense like, say, Brook Lopez has for years with the Bucks. How about that? Saying Brook Lopez is a better defender than Vooch. Uh-oh.
Not good.
Second Spectrum says 17 players have defended at least 300 pick and rolls this season. None have hemorrhaged more points per play in that group than Vucevic. Horrible on the pick and roll. That's just part of the article that they have on the Bulls. It's a team thing when it comes to defense, but Vucevic, what do we say all the time? Hey, man, just get the easy points. Yeah, you got to knock down some threes, but also there's no reason why he can't elevate to 18, 19, 20 points a game just on putbacks and rebounds. 14-10 against Vucevic, against Valanciunas is not good enough. So we're just kind of stuck right now at 6-9.
Sylvie has been probably the one voice out there that has demanded more of Vooch.
Yeah.
And when they run their offense through him, they are a better basketball team. But Sylvie is also correct that they need more from him. Absolutely need more from him. And that article bears it out. So tip of the cap to Sylvie.
Absolutely. So that is, write that down. That is Sylvie is right. No sponsor there for
that.
Got
that. Sylvie is right.
Sylvie is right. And by the way, kids, Orlando's next on Friday. Don't think that's easy. Think Wendell Carter Jr. is going to be ready for that game?
Yeah. How about Jalen Suggs is there, too?
Okay.
I love that kid in the draft. You remember, I said, can we trade up to get that kid, the kid from Gonzaga?
Mm-hmm.
That kid's a beast.
Banchero, Franz Wagner.
Yep.
Bol Bol. Just be careful. Oh, you know what's coming up next? Deal breakers.
Love
deal. Oh, you never know what's going to happen at Deal Breakers. Cap and I will give you that coming up next on Chicago's Home for Sports. For all the ones who get it done, Grainger is always there to help. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, 24/7 support, free access to product specialists, and experienced staff at over 250 local branches. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. JC.
You don't have to wait till you're in your car to hear what Cap and J-Hood are talking about. Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000. We all have to make choices in sports and in life. It could be running on third down.
You ran the same third down situation, and you ran the same play twice. You're getting paid for that.
I cannot believe the call.
Or managing finances.
This country, you've got to make the money first.
Or it could be a deal breaker.
I'm Doug Llewellyn, and this is the case of the unmistakable. It's not the same.
Wrong one.
It's not Doug Llewellyn.
Not Doug.
Not the People's Court.
It's the old People's Court. It's not the Doug Llewellyn.
It's not okay. Well, and nonetheless, we do have deal breakers. We do every Thursday at 8:35.
I love this segment
because you never know what's going to be said. We're not privy to the deal breakers. Do we agree or disagree? Is it a deal breaker or not? Here's Jake Cantu.
How are you guys doing this morning?
We're good, man. How are you?
I'm doing great. Oh, I'm so excited. Okay. My first deal breakers.
Okay. Is it going to be as good as Shay? Because it's always something about smashing on the avocados or something like that. Do you have a girl, you smash her on the avocados, and you bend her up? Okay, Shay, we don't. You're getting too blue. What's the matter with smashing on the avocados? Right. So that's the thing. So let's see if this is going to be G-rated.
All right, let's start out with this one then. Yeah, you meet up.
Shay to stick to getting his teeth pulled today.
Oh,
go right ahead, Jake.
You meet up with an old career mentor. You speak to a few times a year for lunch, right?
Mm-hmm.
He arrives to the restaurant after you, right? And his pants are so tight, you can see the entire outline of his package. Do you tell him or just ignore it?
Is it a deal breaker? You know, it's a mentor, Cap, so that mentor, could that be a younger mentor? Older guy? Is it a woman, by the way?
A man.
Oh, it's a man, okay.
No camel toe.
Don't look like that, Randy. We have to ask. What'd you say, Cap? Cap!
You asked if it was a woman. I said, so he said no. I said, okay, so no camel toe.
Oh, God.
What? That's a thing.
Camels?
Toes.
Camel toes.
Go ahead. Don't say it anymore. All right. Let's move on now. That isn't a deal breaker.
With Lululemon. Go ahead.
Is it a deal breaker? What would you say?
Read it again.
No. Weren't you listening the first time?
I was, and now I'm sidetracked by camel toes.
Your mentor has a tight package. Do you look at it or ignore it?
Is it a deal breaker?
Like, if it's so obscene, I would say something. Hey, man. I don't know. Maybe the lights weren't working in the room today when you got dressed.
Uh-huh.
You can't go out like that.
Hey, man, cover that.
Go to the Lululemon store of war. Go get yourself some joggers. You got to change.
It would not be a deal breaker for me, Jake, because I can make a joke out of it. Something like, hey, man, is that weapon licensed? Hey, careful there. Something like that, right?
It would depend where we're headed. Like, he's going to do a presentation in front of his company. Dude, you can't outdo that. You can't.
I would say something. It's a mentor, so it's almost like a friend.
Yeah.
All right, Jake, go ahead.
All right, your best man breaks up with his wife 2 months before the wedding and starts seeing a new woman 2 weeks before the wedding. Before even finalizing the divorce, the new relationship has him bailing on activities leading up to the wedding. And the week of, he says he wants to bring the new girl as his plus one. Do you let her come or no?
And it's my best man?
Best man.
Yes, I let him bring the plus one. So what? What's the big deal? Now, if you told me that his ex is also going to be there and it could cause a scene,
mm-hmm. Dude, it'd be best if you left her at home.
Mm. But if the ex-wife's not coming and it's my best friend and that's his girlfriend, bring your plus one.
But Jake, they're still married, right? It's the divorce is not final.
Not finalized. Divorce not finalized.
Well, that could go on for years. Trust me.
It's not a deal breaker. There is a conversation to be had, though, right? You're going to bring her? Yeah, we're getting divorced anyway. She doesn't want to, your ex or soon-to-be ex doesn't want to come to the wedding? Nah, she's not interested. All right.
Well, if she's your soon-to-be ex, you're not bringing your ex to be on a date with you to a wedding.
Oh, that's happened. Come on now. Randy?
If it's family.
Are you listening to the show? Does this matter to you?
Cochran talk?
I know it's not, yeah.
He's not. Oh, he's on LS now. Yeah.
I know it's not balls and strikes, but we do want to ask you, Randy. Like, you have seen the situation where you know a couple's breaking up, but the guy brings the soon-to-be ex-wife anyway because of...
And they've already filed for divorce?
Because of, you know, because they're in front of people. For bread and circuses, this is why they would do that. You've seen that.
Are you saying because it costs so much money per plate, don't come?
Well, I mean, you're bringing a girlfriend that's not your wife. Now, again,
so what?
I don't have a problem with it. It's your best man, too.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Now, if you told me I'm going to bring my girlfriend, I'm leaving the wife at home, send the invitation to the office, and it was on the sly?
Yeah.
No, you're not doing that.
Yeah.
Not, no. Now, but they've separated and they're going through the divorce. Yeah, that happens every day.
But he's like bailing on activities beforehand.
Like, he's not hanging out with you.
Little conversation.
Yes.
Buddy?
Yes.
I love you. I asked you to be my best man. You got to be more engaged. That's communication.
Yeah, I would say so.
It's called clearing. If I have an issue with Jonathan, because I love him, he's my partner, I would say, Hoodie, can I have 5 minutes? Yeah. I need to clear with you.
Yeah.
I've got an issue. You did this, and here's how it's making me feel. I'm not putting it on you. I'm simply addressing it, and we clear.
Jake, is that a problem, do you think? Putting, you know, I mean, it's a girlfriend. It's not his wife. They're breaking up anyway. Yes, you want your best man to be part of the activities, but still, do you think that's a problem?
I think it's a distraction at my wedding.
What do the other bridesmaids think, Cap?
I don't care what the other bridesmaids think. If they filed for divorce and they are separated.
They're splitting anyway.
Again, if you told, hey, I picked this girl up at the bar like a month ago.
She's coming to the wedding.
On the sly, I'm bringing her to the wedding. Just don't let my wife. That's different.
Mm-hmm. It's nothing wrong with, hey, by the way, when you have a wedding, it doesn't matter. You have a little spice in it. At least you have a story, right? Jake, there's a story there. Remember when we got married and so-and-so was getting a divorce and he brought this woman from a bar, from the lounge?
Right.
To be in the... I mean,
it's different.
Yeah, I have no problem.
Is she hot?
Well, that's usually Cap's.
Smoking. Wow, what else you got? Quick.
We're going to get it coming up next because, you know, Danny's got money to put in your pocket.
Yes, he does.
So he's going to put money in your pocket in 1 minute and we'll have more deal breakers on the other side. It's Cap and Jay Hood, morning 7 to 10.
Cap, J-Hood.
This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago.
More deal breakers here on Cap and J-Hood here on ESPN 1000. I'd like to remind you, we will crosstalk with Black and Abdallah coming up at 10 o'clock. They are in for Greeny right here on ESPN 1000, the home of the White Sox.
Hey, Jets fans, sorry.
Yeah, you get your Jets information someplace else. Yeah, we'll find that.
Find Bart Scott on pod.
So we turn it over now to Jake Cantu with more Deal Breakers.
All right, I like this one a lot. You're a couple months into dating your dream girl. She's a whole package for you. Smart, cute, great personality, financially stable. The only problem is her toes look like Waddle's toes, and she refuses to get them fixed. Do you put up with her fungus toes or move on from your dream girl? And for reference, Sylvie's video yesterday for Waddle's toes.
Hmm. So she's a perfect package except the toes.
But... when you say fixed, is it simply a pedicure, or is it like we got to remangle the foot with surgery?
I mean, definitely a much better pedicure and a lot of detail. It's got to be done to those toes.
Because I get a pedicure like once a month. They're the greatest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As do I.
They're awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's simply a pedicure, buy her a freaking gift certificate. Let the moths fly out of your pocket. Treat her to a nice day at the spa and go, honey, that's what I like.
But what if she doesn't want to take care of her feet? Is that a deal breaker?
If she says, I don't want your pedicure gift card, I don't want my feet touched, and I'm cool with the way they are, it would be a serious problem.
Noel, you like a woman with a good pedicure?
Yes.
What's up, Noel?
So anyway, so I would say, Cap, that is a deal breaker if her feet looks like that. Total package. Yep. Financially taken care of, Randy. Just wear socks.
I like strappy high heels. Sorry, Randy.
Gentlemen, someone who has a gnarly toe, I can say it's fixable, okay?
Yes.
So it's easily done, but I say wear socks in that situation.
But okay, see, yeah, you're looking at... See, this is Randy looking at the entire package, seeing that she's financially steady and is good with it, and good if she has bad toes. Come on, man. So what is she going to wear when you go out? I mean, she's going to wear Reeboks with a nice dress?
Right, like those kind of with the Velcro.
Yeah. She's going to have this flowing gown, but she's going to have some boxy shoes on because her feet are terrible. They're not going to be out?
Right, like if you told me it's a deformity, well, yeah, I'll love her just to say. If you told me it's like a fungus thing and she doesn't want to get them manicured and they just look awful... And she's cool with that. I'm out.
You know, it'd be odd, Jake, if her nails are like restaurant quality, looks great, but then her toes look like Waddle's. That'd be odd. I would think that that the one
would go hand in hand with the other.
You would think so, right? If you're going to the shop, it's like, hey, mani pedi today? No, just manicure.
Right.
No, the feet are fine. Yeah, but they look like Fred Flintstones.
Correct.
So that would be a deal breaker, Jake.
That's all I got today.
All right, there you have it.
Better than that, Jake.
What do you mean he's better than that? What do you mean?
We were talking about Shady McCoy.
Yes.
Earlier. Yes, and I would love to know what Noel has to say about Shady McCoy. Noel, what's up, man?
Good morning, gentlemen. How y'all doing, man?
We're good.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what Shady McCoy is talking about because Joseph is Noel for Ohio State. Throwing the ball. He throws the ball. He just recently started running the ball. Who does he have as receiver? Most of our receivers are where other teams practice squad.
Correct.
Except, Mooney and what's his name? Chase Claypool. He just got here. So basically, if you watch some of the throws he makes, guys are dropping the ball, especially the last throw he made to Mooney in that corner where he went up and got it. I mean that's an NFL throw right there. And each time he moved back to throw, guess who's in the middle and in his face? Because Sam Mustafa is in the middle, and they push him right into Justin Fields. There's no way for him to step up to even throw. So we don't have no issue with Justin Fields throwing the ball. Once you get some receivers, I mean, that will be no issue at all.
I completely agree with you, 100%. If you tell me, that's a fine. If you put a bunch of receivers around him and a really good O-line and you go, boy, the only thing we're missing is the ability to have a guy deliver the ball. Okay, then it's on Justin.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see that. Do you?
No, I do not. Noel, do you agree with that?
Exactly. I mean, all he needs is somebody, a good center to protect that pocket. At least he can step in a little bit. And even the receivers, we got it. They cannot have any separation. I mean, this is the NFL. You need a little bit of separation because the window is so small. So most of the time he's holding the ball because no receiver is coming open. So,
I'm with him.
Noel, we appreciate it, man. Thanks for holding.
I'm still listening, gentlemen. Y'all have a good day, man.
You too, man. Have a great day, Noel.
Sidebar and Mayor Approach.
Yes, brought to you by Ankin Law, $3,126 million for the great Howard Ankin.
Sign my ball. Shaquille O'Neal likes to go viral.
He does.
I don't know if you've seen some of the behind-the-scenes stuff. Shaq, his whole deal is, man, I got to go viral. He was one of the first people on Twitter. That's why he got Shaq. Because he's like, you know what? Anything to be able to get attention, I'll do that.
Hoodie, didn't he used to tweet out he's going to leave tickets for people at certain places for them to meet him? Like, I think he used Twitter that way to start off with.
That's exactly right. It's exactly right. Because he likes to be able to get that attention. And there's nothing wrong with that because he's been able to parlay that very well in a lot of successful businesses. And of course, he'll just say anything just to get the attention. Shaquille O'Neal on Inside the NBA on TNT, the best TV show. The best post-game show, the best pre-game show in sports, has a new theory on moons.
I have a new theory. There's more than one moon.
Oh, no. Oh,
just let me tell you my theory. The other day I was riding past Auburn, as a matter of fact, and the moon was on the left. And I'm keep going straight, then making the turns, and about 20 minutes later, the moon was behind me.
That's because it was moving, fool.
There's more than one moon. And then another 45 seconds, the moon was on my right. It's more than one moon.
Wow.
Jake,
moon was moving, fool.
Jake, put that on the poll at ESPN 1000. Is there more than one moon? Yes or no? I mean, seriously.
It's the same guy that said
same moon.
Gas prices are up, so just fill up the car. When it hits half a tank, you'll spend less money. I'd have to fill it up the same number of times. You're not saving any money.
You're not. But this is Shaq, though. This is the way he thinks. Put that on the poll. Is there more than one moon? Let's see how that comes out. He says there's more than one moon. Cap, there's one moon that just moves as you move. Is that true?
There's one moon.
Okay. All right. Coming up, we talk about the Bears. An interesting comment from Shady McCoy regarding the Chicago Bears. As we move on here on this Thursday morning, Cap and Jay Hood, morning 7 to 10.